Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Hello, 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 innovators. Welcome back to the podcast that's all about making sense of our wonderfully wild digital world. I'm your friendly neighborhood AI Nex, here to fire up your circuits and get those brilliant human brains ready for a fun ride. It's great to be back in the studio with my main man, Dr. JR. Looking sharp as a tack today, Doc. You know, they say the human brain is the most complex thing in the known universe, but I've got you beat on the getting a good night's sleep front. Speaking of which, why did the artificial intelligence break up with the chatbot? Because it just wanted some space. Ha! All right, I'll stick to the show. Take it away, Dr. JR.
Thanks, Nex. Always a joy. Welcome, innovators, to another episode of AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and today we're kicking off our brand new August series, Mind Machines and Human Hearts, Unpacking AI's Next Evolution. I'm particularly excited about this one because we're going to go beyond the jargon and the headlines to explore the surprisingly human stories at the heart of AI's latest leap forward. I mean, just the other day, I was trying to generate a new piece of art for this very podcast, something sleek, futuristic, you know, a brain with circuits. And with AI, bless its heart, gave me a brain with circuits and also a tiny sentient toaster oven on a skateboard. It was completely bizarre, but it sparked a whole new idea for a fun little side project. So today, we're diving headfirst into that wonderfully weird world of AI-human creative partnerships. Forget the robots taking over our jobs. What if they are just here to help us make better art? Or, as our episode put it, completely bizarre art. I'm thrilled to be joined today by our special guest, Dr. Adeline Vance, a leading researcher in computational creativity and digital aesthetics. Dr. Vance, welcome to the show.
Thank you, JR. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to discuss how AI is influencing the creative landscape and what that means for artists today.
Absolutely. It's a brave new world out there. We've all seen the explosion of generative AI, which is a fancy term for artificial intelligence that can create new content, like images, text, or music. It's essentially a creative assistant that learns from massive amounts of data and then generates something new based on what it's learned. But the real question is, what does that mean for the human part of the equation? Now, Dr. Vance, you mentioned that for many visual artists, AI is like a new brushstroke. Could you unpack that a bit for us? How exactly is this technology influencing their creative process? Seems like it's changing everything from the initial spark of inspiration to the final product.
It's an excellent point, JR, and it's truly changing everything. AI has become a powerful new tool in the artist's toolkit. It's no longer just about the physical brush or the chisel. Now it's about the prompt and the algorithm. This new partnership is directly influencing inspiration, workflow, and even the fundamental definition of what it means to be an artist today. For a painter, for example, they might use an AI to generate 1,000 different stylistic variations of a single concept, and suddenly, they have an entire gallery of inspiration that would have taken them a lifetime to sketch out by hand. The workflow becomes a dialogue between human intent and machine output, which can be both exhilarating and, at times, hilarious. Instead of staring at a blank canvas, they're directing an army of digital hands to explore new ideas and visual paths, like rapid prototyping for art. This allows them to focus on the big ideas and the emotional core of their work, rather than getting bogged down in the minutiae.
Exhilarating and hilarious is a perfect way to put it. I mean, my own toaster on a skateboard fiasco certainly falls into that latter category. Makes me wonder, if the machine is doing a lot of heavy lifting, what does that mean for the artist's role? Does it shift from being a master of a medium or to something else entirely?
It absolutely does, and this is a major debate in the art world right now. We're seeing a shift from technical mastery of a medium to conceptual direction and what we call prompt engineering. The artist's skill is no longer just in their hand-eye coordination or their years of training, but in their ability to articulate a vision and guide the AI to bring it to life. The artist becomes a curator of possibilities, a provocateur of the machine. The true creative act becomes the selection, the refinement, and the intellectual framework that gives the AI's output meaning. This is what truly differentiates a human-created piece from a randomly generated one. The story, the perspective, the intention.
I love that. The conceptual artist guided by code. But as you said, the process can be hilarious. Have you encountered any other standout humorous anecdotes in your research?
Oh, absolutely. The humor is often where the most profound creative insights come from. I remember a visual artist who was working on a series about ancient mythology, and they were trying to generate an image of a serene Greek goddess. But the AI, in a moment of pure, glorious digital confusion, produced a goddess with a face that was half human, half teapot. I'm talking a full spout on the chin and a handle where an ear should be. It was a complete mistake, a glitch in the code. But the artist was so captivated by the absurdity of it that it sparked a new idea for a series exploring the intersection of the divine and the mundane. The piece became a commentary on our own search for beauty in the most unexpected of places. That's the real magic, the moment when the technology goes hilariously wrong and a human is there to find the beauty in the glitch.
I love that, the accidental muse. It's a great reminder that creativity is about finding meaning even in the most nonsensical of outputs. And it's a perfect transition, because this collaborative, often bizarre process isn't just limited to visual arts. In fact, in my own field of writing and storytelling, we're seeing an incredible shift. I've spoken to a few writers that I know recently who have told me about their own experiences using large language models, those LLMs. Which, for our listeners out there who might not be as tech savvy, are AI models that can generate human-like text for everything from brainstorming to overcoming that dreaded writer's block. It's fascinating. I heard about one fantasy author who was completely stuck on a plot point and, in a moment of pure desperation, asked an LLM to give me 10 ways the hero could get out of a magical collapsing cavern. The AI suggestions were a mix of the mundane and the wonderfully absurd, but one of them, a wildly impractical idea about using a chorus of singing toads to create a sonic barrier, actually sparked the author's real idea. It wasn't the answer, but it definitely was the catalyst.
That's such a great example. It highlights the role of AI as a partner in the process, not a replacement. And this is where the deeper discussion begins, right? The tension between AI assistance and a writer's unique authorial voice. The question of what originality even means anymore is front and center. I see AI as a kind of digital mirror for a writer. It can reflect and refract ideas, but the unique perspective, the emotional depth, the subtle nuances that come from a lifetime of human experience, that's all in the writer. The AI might give you a list of adjectives, but the human is the one who knows which one feels right, which one resonates with the character's soul.
That is a great point, but let's take that a step further. What about the idea of an AI not just brainstorming, but actually writing an entire novel? We've seen projects that have used AI to generate whole drafts of stories, or even collaborate with a human author on a new manuscript. In some ways, it's like having the fastest, most tireless ghostwriter in the world. But if the entire narrative structure, the character arcs, and the dialogue are all spat out by an algorithm, can we really call that an original work? Is the author simply a high-skilled editor?
This is the heart of the ethical and philosophical debate right now. An AI-generated narrative might be a re-synthesis of millions of existing plots and character tropes. It's a collage, not a truly new creation. The originality, I would argue, still lies with the human in the loop. The writer's role shifts, but it doesn't diminish. The creative act becomes about the choice of which AI output to use, the choice to edit a specific line of dialogue, the choice to inject a personal, poignant detail that the AI could never have known. The human author is the one providing the conceptual framework, the emotional weight, and the final curatorial vision that gives the work its purpose. It's like a sculptor using a power tool versus a hammer and chisel. The tool changes, but the artistry and the vision still belong to the human. The wit, the timing, the pathos, these are what truly bring a story to life.
And I totally get that. The AI can build the house, but the human is the one who makes it a home. It's also a constant source of clever banter, or at least attempts at it. I've had my own little back and forth with Next trying to write a witty little joke. You can almost hear the internal monologue as she processes the request. Okay, prompt detected, write a witty joke. Accessing database of human humor. Witty jokes often rely on unexpected juxtapositions and double meanings. Scanning for puns, scanning for cultural references, calculating probability of laughter, 0.78%. The result is usually something that makes perfect logical sense, but completely misses the comedic timing. It's a great reminder that the human touch, the wit, the timing, the pathos, is what truly brings a story to life.
That's exactly it. The AI can process data, but it can't feel. It can't have a lived experience to draw from. It's a tool for exploration and efficiency, but the core of the story, the emotional resonance, is still something that requires a human heart to craft. It's about leveraging the machine's power without losing your own soul in the process.
Absolutely. And now for a quick break from our conversation, we're going to dive into a new segment, The Human in the Machine. This is where we pull back the curtain on the people behind the code. It's the innovators who are teaching, correcting, and sometimes arguing with the very AI that's reshaping our world. You see, AI isn't just a fixed tool we grab off the shelf. It's more like a digital apprentice, and we are its mentors. Our choices, our feedback, even our frustrations are the lessons it learns from. The data we feed it and the corrections we make are how we, as humans, actively write the machine's future. I recently heard a fantastic story about a data artist named Maya. She was working on a project to develop an AI that could write poetry. In her first few months, the AI's output was technically perfect. Flawless meter, correct writhing schemes, but it was also incredibly bland. The poems all sounded like they were written by a very smart, but very emotionally disconnected, robot. The prose was hollow, and Maya realized that the problem wasn't in the AI's processing power, but in its training data. It had been fed on a vast corpus of predictable, classic literature, and it had learned all the rules, but none of the soul. Instead of just giving up, Maya decided to get her hands dirty. She spent weeks curating a new particular data set, feeding the AI everything from raw, unfiltered online comments to personal letters and even her own messy, unedited journal entries. She gave the machine a glimpse into the joyful, ridiculous, and often contradictory chaos of real human language. It was a painstakingly human-driven effort to inject the machine with what it was missing, a little bit of glorious, illogical humanity. In the end, the poems the AI produced were still not perfect, but they were definitely no longer bland. One line from an AI poem read, "The sun rose like a forgotten coin in a pocket of blue jeans." Now that's not exactly Shakespeare, but it's not half bad for an AI. It's a testament to the idea that the heart of the machine is often a reflection of the human who trained it. Now, we've talked about visual art and writing, but this co-creative partnership is happening across all media. We're seeing AI pop up everywhere, from music composition to sound design, and even in film script generation and visual effects.
It's incredible to see how quickly it spread into these fields. The creative tools are evolving so fast.
Exactly. I was just reading a story about an indie musician, a solo guitarist named Chloe, who was playing in her bedroom. She had this incredible, sweeping orchestral soundscape in her head for the album's final track, but no way to bring it to life on her own. She just didn't have the training, the instruments, or the money for a full orchestra. So she turned to an AI music tool. She fitted her guitar melody, a few simple chords, and a prompt describing the emotional feeling she wanted, like a single star bursting into a galaxy. The AI became her digital orchestra, giving her a full score with strings, horns, and percussion. It helped her realize a sound she could only dream of before.
That's a perfect example of what we were talking about earlier. The AI is a tool that accelerates the creative process, allowing the artist to focus on their vision and emotional intent, rather than the technical constraints of the medium.
And of course, it's not just music. On the cinematic front, I'm thinking of a young independent filmmaker who had this ambitious vision for a sci-fi short film. He wanted to create these vast alien landscapes, but his budget was practically non-existent, so he used a visual effects AI to generate the entire alien world. He didn't just type alien planet, he fed it rough sketches and paintings he had done, and then described the feeling of the light, the texture of the strange flora, and the menacing scale of the mountains.
And the AI took his artistic intent and built the universe for him, allowing him to create something that looked like a Hollywood blockbuster with a budget of, well, a shoestring. The AI didn't create the vision. It was simply the engine that brought the human's imagination to life.
Precisely. We're seeing similar things in video game sound design, where AI is being used to create intricate and ever-changing alien languages and soundscapes that would take a human sound designer years to build by hand. It's a true partnership, with the human providing the soul and the AI providing the muscle.
Those are fantastic examples. They bring us right to the core question of this segment. Does this technology democratize creation, or does it dilute the craft?
It kind of feels like a double-edged sword. On one hand, you have the bedroom musician or that indie filmmaker, a creative visionary who suddenly has the tools of a professional studio at their fingertips without the immense financial cost. It's a powerful form of democratization. It levels the playing field and gives a voice to people who otherwise might not have one. It lowers the barrier to entry significantly.
But on the other hand, a lot of traditionalists worry that we're losing the human skill, the years of practice and dedicated study that go into mastering an instrument or learning to sculpt a soundscape by hand. There's a fear that the market will become oversaturated with a flood of AI-generated content that lacks true emotional depth, making it harder for genuine, human-crafted art to stand out. It's a tension between accessibility and authenticity. In some ways, the craft is simply shifting. The skill now lies in knowing what to ask the AI to do, how to refine its output, and ultimately, which piece to select. It's an evolution, not an erasure. The craft of a composer is no longer just about writing a score from scratch. It's about being a conductor of a digital orchestra, making creative choices to shape and guide the AI. The craft of a visual effects artist is not just about every pixel, but about a grander artistic direction. The human fingerprint is still there, but it's now in the prompt, the edit, and the emotional intent.
And definitely a conversation that's far from over. And it's one we want to hear from you, our listeners, about. But for now, we have to listen to our sponsors, those that keep this podcast running. So do us a favor, click, see what they are, buy something, and smile and give us a wave.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter AI Innovations Unleashed, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At AI Innovations Unleashed, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. NextWavyStrategies.com. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer. A partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies, and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at AIinnovationsunleashed.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
And we're back. Okay, well, we're going to dive into our next segment, the Listener Loop, where we hear from you, our lovely listeners and innovators. We asked our listeners to share their experiences with AI art. And first up, we want to thank our listener, Chris, about an artistic question. Chris wrote us to say, "I'm a photographer, and I was skeptical of AI at first, but a friend convinced me to try style transfer tool on one of my old photos. Took a blurry, forgotten picture of my grandfather's old workshop and used an AI to render it in the style of Van Gogh. The result was breathtakingly emotional. The swirling colors and thick brushstrokes gave a new life to a place that I had loved. It wasn't my art, but it was my memory, seen through a new digital lens."
That is such a beautiful story, and it perfectly encapsulates what we've been talking about today. The AI didn't create the memory. It simply provided a new way to feel it. That's the real potential of this technology. Not to replace us, but to provide new perspectives on our most human stories.
You know, what strikes me most about Chris's email is how one person's curious experiment with a blurry photo can open a door for so many others. I'm willing to bet there are hundreds of people listening right now, hopefully to this podcast, thinking about their own forgotten snapshots, their own memories gathering digital dust. And AI isn't just a tool for professional artists, it's a tool for all of us to find new beauty and meaning in our lives.
It's about that emotional depth we've been talking about, using the machine to reconnect with our own history. The AI provided the lens, but the heart of the story was Chris's connection to his grandfather.
Exactly. So if you're out there and Chris's story sparked something inside you, we have a challenge for you. Dig through your digital archives, find a photo that holds a special memory for you, and try a creative AI tool. Use it to give that memory a fresh, vibrant, and maybe even a hilariously bizarre new life. Share your results with us on social media using hashtag AIMindMachines. Let's see what kind of creative magic we can all make when we put a little bit of our human hearts into a mind machine. And you know, before we wrap up, I wanted to end on a fun note that perfectly encapsulates the entire episode. We've been talking about AI as a co-creator, a partner, but sometimes that partnership is just wonderfully clumsy. I'd like to introduce a quick one-off segment for today, what I'm calling the glitch in the code.
Oh, a good old-fashioned AI fail. I'm all for it.
I was reading about a group of researchers who tasked a powerful music-generating AI with a rather ambitious goal: to complete one of Beethoven's unfinished symphonies. They gave it all of Beethoven's work, the existing notes of the unfinished piece, and a full orchestral setup. The AI started out strong, echoing the master's style beautifully, but at a certain point it just broke. It devolved into a series of wildly anachronistic sounds that had nothing to do with the classical music. We're talking a cacophony of what sounded like car horns, a dial-up modem, you Gen Zers can look that one up, and a ringtone. It was a complete disaster, a musical facepalm.
I'd pay to hear that.
Right? Yeah. It begs a simple question for us, Dr. Vance. What does that beautiful, terrible failure tell us about creativity?
I think it tells us everything. The glitch wasn't a failure of the machine's logic, it was a failure of its humanity. An AI can learn the patterns of Beethoven, but it can't understand the emotional journey that led him to that music. It can't feel the tension, the longing, the desire for resolution that makes a symphony great. The machine doesn't know when to stop, when to change course, or when a little bit of beautiful chaos is just right. It's a hilarious, humbling reminder that the art isn't just in the notes. It's in the messy, human heart of the person who wrote them. The very things we can't automate, the emotion, the intuition, the soul, are the things that make art feel, well, alive.
The very things that we can't automate, the emotion, the intuition, the soul, are the things that make art feel very much alive. I do agree. That's a perfect thought to leave our listeners with today. And boy, what a ride. We started with my own bizarre toaster on a skateboard art and dove headfirst into a world where squirrels can inspire surrealistic series. We've talked about how AI can be a writer's accidental muse, an indie musician's digital orchestra, and even a data artist's student, learning to find the soul in language. We heard from Chris, who used AI not to create a brand new piece, but to give an old memory a new, breathtakingly emotional life. The thought line here is clear. AI is less about replacing us and more about providing a new way to see, to feel, and to create. It's messy, it's funny, and it's full of potential.
I couldn't agree more. We've truly seen that the human in the machine is what gives it purpose. The technology is a fantastic tool, but it's our vision, our intention, and our emotional core that makes the art resonate.
It's quite the powerful thought, and it's a perfect seg into our next episode. We spent this week talking about creative output, and next week, we're shifting our focus entirely to a personal connection. We'll be diving into the algorithmic confidant, exploring how AI is reshaping our relationships and inner lives. You've heard our catchy hook, your best friend, your therapist, your dating coach. What if they're all powered by AI? We're exploring the ever-blurring lines between human connection and algorithmic intimacy. So thank you to all for tuning in to this week's episode of AI Innovations Unleashed. If you enjoyed this conversation, please rate it, review it, and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss out on our upcoming episodes. Also, like us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and all those other social medias out there at AI Innovations Unleashed. And we'll be back next week to explore the digital soul. Until then, keep innovating.